Okay, we're on Vav Amud Beis. Okay, we're about 8 lines up or so on Bai Rav Chista. So just as an introduction, we're going to read this pasuk. You can read it in the Gemara as well, but it's just a bit easy if you look on the side. These people have got these Gemaras over here. So if you look at Os Gimel on the left, bottom left, you see in the Pesukim section. So I'm just going to read the pasuk. You can read it in. Friday can read it in. We'll try and get you. We need to get you one of these Gemaras. I'm just reading Os Gimel over there. V'yishlach es na'arei. So you can read it with the Gemara, and there's one word right, like last time, right? V'yishlach, and Moshe Rabbeinu sent es na'arei b'nei Yisrael, the na'arei b'nei Yisrael. Okay, which were the b'choros, right? V'ya'alu, and they brought up oilos. Okay, so now over here doesn't say what we're going to say. What doesn't say kind of what animals is it? So the olos. So we know olos. So that was a dispute of the olos were an olos ria or it was the tamid. This is our famous. Okay, and doesn't say the kind of animal over here. Right. Okay. V'yizbichu zvachim, and they brought zvachim, which are shlamim. Okay, and that's and then it says over here l'shem parim. So those we know are the shlamim were parim. Okay, so let's go to the. Gemara.
One second, the Shlomim was the Machlokes, wasn't it?
No.
No, it was the Ola.
Oh, the Ola. Yeah. The Shlomim was the Chagiga, and everyone agreed with that.
Yeah.
And the Ola was the, because the Tomid is an Ola.
Okay.
So it's an Ola's Tomid or an Ola's Riyah.
Right, okay.
Okay, so now, into the Gemara now. Bai Rav Chista. Okay, Haikra, that's Pasuk that we just read. Yeah, hechi kasiv. How is it written? Yeah, we're going to see what that means. Yeah, basically, is he going to interject a word in? V'yishlach es na'arei b'nei Yisrael, v'ya'alu olos. Okay, they brought olos, and now is interjecting now, suggesting these olos that wasn't mentioned in the pasuk. What kind of animal was it? Was maybe it was kvasim, was sheep? Okay, and then he continues with the pasuk back to the pasuk. V'yizvichu zvachim, and he brought zvachim which are shlomim, yaloshem parim. So that's the end of the pasuk, and it was Purim. So basically, the olos were sheep, and the shlomim were cows. Okay, or perhaps or dilma, perhaps I did Purim. Both of them were Purim, meaning the Purim that was mentioned in the end of the pasuk was actually going back also on the olos as well. Right. So there's okay. So havu. So lamai nafka mina. Well, this is for you, Ellie. Let's look at Tosfos over here. Okay, you see my nafgamina, everybody?
Yeah,
Kaloma. I like to say, my de hava. Yeah? That means what my is what de that hava was. Meaning, we're trying to learn like halacha that's applicable today, like about chagigas and riyas, right? Because by the Shem, the basic Mikdash is going to be built, but it'd be made of you may know. So that is potentially applicable. But over here, what happens, in the history, meaning we've got more important things to learn about. So answers the Gemara. Right, so back to the Gemara. So the Ma'inaf, so I'm reading that again. So the Ma'inaf Gemina means Ma'inahavahava. So answers the Gemara, there's going to be two answers, yeah? Ma'zutra Omar says, the pisuk ta'amim. It's for the pisuk ta'amim. That means how you read it on Shabbos when we read the Torah, meaning with different right. So like this, if it's kavod, so like if you put like an es nachta or a zokev katoin, basically if it's kavosim, and it's right, the oilers were kavosim, and then the shlomim were porim. So basically, there's two different things. So therefore, there'd be a bigger break, like a full stop, period, comma in the middle. Which would be called an esnachta or a zokev katan, right? Katoim. Yeah, those are like, that's a big stop. Or if, yeah, it was both of them are porim, yeah, then basically you would read it all together with just like a small pause in the middle with one of the other ta'amim. So that's, we need to know how to read, so there is a halachic nafgamina. So that's one answer. Rav Acha, Breda Rava, Omar, this is the halachic ramifications. Le'oimer, to somebody who says Oimer, this is the following, he's going to basically get a neder here. He says, Horei Olai, means, behold, it is upon me, meaning it's incumbent on me, basically it's a lashon of a neder. Oila, he wants to give an Oila, And what kind of oila? Ka oila, like the oila, shehikrivu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, like Yisrael did in the midbar. So basically he's made his neder dependent upon what was historical fact, so that's going to affect him. So So that was the end of his like his neder. So my Purim Havu, was it Purim Havu? Yeah, or Kivasim Havu? Or yeah. So we don't know. Teiku, and we don't know. So basically, that neder guy's probably going to have to do both to be Yotzi, right? And the reading, I don't know what we're going to do, but we happen to. I think we do the break anyway. But
when does this passage called the Vayishlach? Is this a one-time thing or a regular thing?
What are you talking about now?
This
passage is in Mishpatim. Yeah. Which was talking about the 5th of Sivan, the Ein Mukdam Muchaba Torah. It's talking right before the Torah was given.
It's
a one pasuk. Yeah, this is the pasuk. This is the only time that's mentioned in the Torah that Bnei Yisrael as a whole brought a korban before the Torah was given. And there was a bit of a quite a bit of dispute about, right? The oilus, was it oilus tamid or was it oilus re'iyah? That everyone agrees with the shlamim was a chagiga, and we have another question with the olos: was it sheep or was it cows? Okay, fine.
With regards to the machlokas between by Silla and by Shammah in terms of whether you bring two or one mayah,
we're going to speak about that now. That's the sugya coming up.
Oh, it's just like a cow you would expect would be more expensive, and that's a shlamim. So,
well, these are.
I'm just like.
Yeah, well, that we won't. Okay.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know if
that falls nicely into the.
We didn't actually say what kind of animal it was, right?
You said the value of it.
We just said the value, right? Yes. So. What's that?
Are
they both an ola? Right. Yeah. According to this, they will be the same animal. Yeah. So that's a question because normally a tamid is a sheep. The tamid is a sheep. There's a choice about that. It could be the original, the first one. According to this, the choice is a bit of a problem. The original Talmud was a cow, but it says, yeah, it was. Could have been. Okay. Tonon Hossam. Okay, we're doing Chazorah now. Tonon Hossam, we learned this mission this morning. Or we've said it at least. Elu Devorim. These are the things, She'ein Lahem Shia, that do not have a Shia. Meaning, what a Shia means? Means a required amount. Shia means a required amount. A Peya. One is the Peya. Yeah. Was right, leave a bit of a corner of your field. The habikurim, the bakurim, first fruits. The harayon, and this is our thing. This is the ri'iyah. Yeah, gemilas chasodim, the gemilas chasodim to the gemilas chasodim. The talmud torah. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, kesvurim. We thought to say. Meaning, he's going to actually change this. Yeah, we thought to say onu us loimar. Harayon, that that it said in the first mission in Peir over there, it said this morning, Harayon, Elo Shi'ir, that that it doesn't have a required amount, means, Lamala, means there's no upper amount, right? There's no max. Aval, Yeshlo Shi'ir Lamata. However, there is a Shi'ir Lamata, there is a minimum. Meaning, because why? Because the mission we've learnt, right? There was a price given, yeah? Okay, but it's got to be according to this, hello, it's going to be a mark, right? No less. However, Ad, said Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Shabbat, until he came, Rabbi Yoshia, the Rebbe means he was the God on the door, the Limeid, and he taught Harayon, that was mentioned in this Mishnah, Ein lo Shia, doesn't have a Shia, lo lamala, velo lamata, there's no max and there's no minimum. Aval, goes to Rashi over here, Omru Chachomim, the Chachomim said, it's a din de rabban. I mean, as far as the Torah is concerned, there is no minimum. However, yeah, Amru Chachomim, with the girls over here, the Chachomim said, Ri'iya ma kesef, this is going to be a silal, but Chagiga shtei kesef. Yes, because that's the whole office, that's what we just. Okay, now, my ra'ayon, ask the Gemara, what is the ra'ayon? Because in our Mishnah we said it's called Ri'iya. Right. So why is it called ra'ayon over here? What's the change in the lashon over here? What's the ra'ayon? Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it means rias ponim, but azara means basically appearing in the azara. Right. You go over there and appear in the azara. Bereish lakish Amar, rias ponim. It's appearing in the azara. But korban. When you make your appearance, you better bring a korban. Okay. Now, qualifies the Gemara, this locus between Rabbi Yochum and Reish Lakish. Be'ikah haregel, and the ikah regel means the first day of Yom Tov. Kuli alma lo pligi. There's no machlokes between Rabbi Yochum and Reish Lakish. Zerias ponim, that when you make an appearance, bring korban, you've got to bring a korban. Keep pligi, when they argue, b'shar yemois the regel, and the remainder of the days of the regel. Okay, and now, further qualification here. Kol ha'ikah, anywhere the osa that he came, the icy, and he brought, yeah, kuli alma, meaning Rebbe Yochanan and Reish Lakish, lo pligi. They don't argue, the mekablin and minei, if he brings a korban, we accept it from him. Very nice, okay, yeah? Keep pligi, when they argue, yeah, the osa that he came, but lo icy, and he didn't bring a korban with him, to the Rebbe Yochanan, so far, the Rebbe Yochanan holds, Rias ponim ba'azara, making an appearance in the Azara, the chol amos, that any amos, when, to all see that he came, yeah, lo tzorich l'asriyim, right, and in Holomoid, when he comes, he doesn't have to bring a korban with him, an appearance is enough. And Reish Lakish, so basically, and that's what ein lo shia, l'mal, that means, you can come as much as you want, you can make as many appearances as you want, and you don't have to bring a korban. And Reish Lakish, yeah, amma, rias ponim, right, but korban, when you come and make an appearance, you've got to bring a korban. Right, as many times as you want. The call aim is that any when to Osi that he comes, sorry, he needs Lasuye to bring with him a korban. Okay, now, Isvei, we're going to start, there's going to be kashas over, we'll do one at least. It's a short one. Isvei, now we're going to kasha. Okay. What's that?
Where's the
machlokis is on. Cholamoid, when a person would want to come an extra time to the base of Mikdash, and to appear in the Azara, according to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, he comes and he doesn't have to bring a korban. Yeah, and according to Reish Lakish, every time you come, you have to bring a korban. You can come as many times as you want, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to bring a korban, and according to Reish Lakish, you do need a korban.
That's the mitzvah of
breathing. Well, the first day was the ikka mitzvah was on the first day, and you had to bring a korban. Yeah, this is the Elohim Shia, Lamala means as much as you want, you can kind of do extra.
In this
aspect. Now, Isvei. There's a kasha from Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Even though normally East Eisvei is a kasha from a brayso from a Mishnah, over here it's going to be a kasha from a posuk. Interesting. Yeah, Eisvei, Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, v'lo yiru'u ponai reikam. And you shall not see my face empty-handed. So it sounds over here you got something in your hands. You're schlepping something. You're schlepping a korban. Right, it's kasha from Rabbi Yochanan. So you've got to bring a korban. Answer to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, but Ikka Regal. No, that's talking about the first day of Yom Tov. Cool, stop.